Welcome to Glory and Grace Ministries. I'm missionary evangelist Linda Cazares, CEO and founder of Gatekeepers Ministry International, and I am honored and privileged to bring to you these devotionals written by my spiritual son, Minister Patrick Obin, M.D. MD standing for real doctor. Cardiologist is his destiny. I am blessed and honored tonight to bring to you the fourth devotion, A Quandary About Grace. In Jude chapter 1, verse 4, it reads, "For certain men have secretly slipped in among you, men who long ago were marked out for the condemnation I am about to describe, ungodly men who have turned the grace of our God into a license for evil, and who deny our only Master and Lord, Jesus Christ." A quandary is a state in which you are caught in the difficult situation of confusion and uncertainty about what you should do. It is extremely sad to know that this is where a substantial number of believers are found. I remember telling a minister friend in a conference that I was writing a book on grace. Her eyes widened and she quickly cautioned me. She said, "I hope it is not what is out there." I found it very saddening that our first reaction to the word grace is that of repulsion because of what some folks have done with grace. The scripture says, "Ungodly men who have turned the grace of our God into a license for evil." This is what is driving the repulsive attitude of many believers toward grace. Yes, grace can be turned into a license. Yes, it started long ago. In fact, from the first day the message was preached. Did you notice how these men are described as ungodly? Ungodly men continue today to use grace to justify all sorts of sinful practices. In fact, this is not all. The Apostle Peter tells us of another group who have seen the grace of God as a business opportunity to exploit, using God as a money-making scheme. And in their greed, they will exploit you with deceptive words. 2 Peter 2 and 3. When people want to do evil, they will do evil and use any opportunity to justify it. This should in no way deter us from actively pursuing an understanding of grace. If Satan succeeds in making us repel grace by using the ungodly deeds of ungodly men, then we have lost Christianity and are left only with religion. Meditate on this. Can you bring to mind any incidents you have heard about wherein grace was abused? Pray. Ask the Lord to help you out of this quandary that ungodly men want to put us in. Act on the word. The reason many believers still find themselves in this quandary of grace is because they do not know the truth about grace, and so they allow abusers to tell them what grace is. Reject this and look into the word of God for yourself. Praise God. I just want to pray for you if you're listening, whenever you listen to this, that you know that someone has stood in prayer for you in the gap. And Father, I ask that you would bring that person out of darkness into your marvelous light to know the Jesus Christ that we know and love, that died on the cross for them, that they would have eternal life, that bestowed his grace upon them, that they would have mercy and love him and believe him and trust him for the rest of their life. Let me share with you this song, and then I'll have our devotion number 5. Thank you. Devotion 5, The Scope of Grace. 2 Timothy 1:9. He is the one who saved us and called us with a holy calling, not based on our works, but on his own purpose and grace, granted to us in Christ Jesus before time began. Grace is much bigger than we could imagine. When many believers hear of grace, the thing that comes to their mind is that God will not punish them for their sins, that they are forgiven. Yes, grace brought forgiveness of sins and the gift of righteousness. But it is much more than this. Grace is God's response to man's sin. Rather than judge and condemnation, God responded in kindness and acceptance. However, grace is not just a response to sin. Sin did not make God gracious. He was gracious before Adam ever committed sin in Eden. Grace is the revelation of his eternal purpose in humanity, to dwell on earth in man through Christ. God had already, grace, predestined man to be a partaker of the divine nature by uniting him with Christ. The scripture that I just read teaches us that before time began, God had already called us in Christ. The grace of God comprises these two divine responses to the fall of man and the unveiling of the eternal purpose for creation. Your Christian life is a way bigger than spending each day struggling with sin or Satan. Freedom from sin is just the beginning. The glory of God, the radiance of the beauty of his indwelling presence through you, is your calling in grace. Step higher. Step higher. For there has been something better prepared for you since before time began. Meditate. What is the meaning of before time began? In 2 Timothy 1:9 that I read. On your own time, see also Titus 1:2 and Ephesians 1:4. And meditate on them as well. Pray. Thank the Lord for calling you into his grace and glory before you were ever born. Hallelujah. That's enough to give God some praise right now. Hallelujah. We give you praise and we thank you, Lord, for calling us into your grace and glory before we were ever born. Act on the word. A direct application from the devotional that we just listened to and just read is that there is more that God wants you to experience here and now than fighting with sin and Satan. He wants to fill you completely so that you become a visible manifestation of his invisible attributes. I just give God all the praise, honor, and glory for this devotional. I thank God for speaking to Dr. Patrick Oben's spirit to write this devotional. I thank you for listening, whatever time zone you're in, nation, country, culture, race, or nationality. Know that Jesus died on the cross for you. And he rose from the dead that you would have eternal life. He didn't waste his time doing it. and he felt every bit of pain and suffering from the nails in his hands and the nail in his feet. So we just bless God tonight and we lift him up. His name is above every name. We give him all the praise, honor, and glory tonight. Thank you for listening to Glory and Grace Ministries Devotion 4 and 5. Now I want to share this song with you. Meditate on what you just heard while you're listening to this song.
Let the light that shines above become the light that shines in us. There's no darkness in your way, so have your way. Lord, have your way.
God bless you.